This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. Caught me with a... Oh, my. Not ready to go quite. I need another 30 seconds. Can we start the music over, Chris? I had a wafer in my mouth. Sorry. It wasn't playing out the time. I was kind of... Good morning. Alan Ellis here for the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and all things relevant to that. We are here on the eve of Easter, Holy Saturday it is called. Good Friday was yesterday, the day Jesus was crucified. Tomorrow we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the grave. Shame the Pope hasn't figured that out yet, what that's all about. But, and no offense to anybody Catholic, but if the reports are true, you got to worry about your leader there, folks. But anyway, I digress. A lot of protests this week. Young people protesting. You've been hearing about it all week. And I think I made it pretty plain. And if you hadn't listened to the show a couple weeks ago, who's behind these anti-gun marches in the world? It's, just look up womensmarch.com, womensmarch.com. That's all you need to look at. The same people that protested the inauguration election, the presidency of Donald Trump, the day after the inaugural event in D.C. Same folks, same people. So, just saying. Interesting. A lot of gun news in the news this week. Can you tell I'm not exactly on par here this morning? Can you tell that, Chris? I'm a little bit of half a bubble off plum, as I'm wont to say sometimes. But we'll get better. The reason is there's other things on my mind, and that primarily being the Maryland Hunting Coalition banquet, dinner and banquet today at Westminster starting at noon. And I want to thank some of our directors and the folks that were there yesterday. Bill and Lisa Miles were there, Dave Levitt, Laura Rigsby and her son Austin, Lisa's granddaughter Reagan was there, Josh Rockwell, and did I say Dave Levitt? I think I did. These are all folks that helped set the room up yesterday. You imagine this big room, big giant room, ballroom, basically, with tables for seating of nearly 300 people, maybe more, I don't know the exact number. And then around the perimeter of the room are the games, the auction, the raffle items, and places where we're going to raffle a wide variety of firearms in a variety of ways, games for people like cornhole, you know, whoever won a gun throwing cornhole, we've got that. All this is to, of course, help fund the Maryland Hunting Coalition for the next year. It's our major event of the year. So, you know, we're just happy to be able to do this. It's a long process, and people are very generous, and, you know, some of those folks that donated to us are, you know, Clyde Sports Shop and Chesapeake Outdoors and Rick's Gun and Pawn and Benelli, Accurate Guns and Ammo, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry, Congressional Sportsman's Foundation, Continental Arms. Boy, I don't want to leave anybody out. I'm trying to think about all the firearms that have come in. I'll add a few as I go along. I really will. Autumn Sky Outfitters. I'll keep thinking about it. It got to the point where at the end of this week, the last couple of days, when there was just no time to go anywhere, we had people calling and offering donations that we couldn't pick up because it's just physically impossible. We don't have any, you know, people in between where our directors live and beyond and that type of thing. And we regret that. We will, you know, of course, accept those and perhaps do a future event. We're looking at doing a future event on the shore, but we haven't done that at all. So anyway, it's been a long day, an early morning. Coffee hasn't kicked in yet. We didn't drive from the shore. We stayed up last night. So normally I'm about a quart of coffee in at this point, and, you know, the caffeine has kicked in. So just being real, just being realistic, that's all. I've never been phony with you folks. Have a Chris. Never been phony. Never been one of those guys. You know what's going on as well as I do for the most part.
There's no question.
We always know.
And that's fine. That's the way it should be.
I'll do something in the field. Something stupid. And I'll tell the folks about it, you know. And the people that know about it, have been on the scene, or, you know, they'll go, why did you tell them that? It's stupid. I said, yeah, but I did it. You know, I can't change it.
In this way,
nothing unsafe, just, you know, awkward things happen, you know, when you're in the stand or something. I've never shot anybody or, you know, I'm not that kind of stuff. But, you know, things that make me appear
human.
Good word. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that.
Because we all make mistakes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but a lot of people don't admit them, see?
Well, see, that's just it. If you can admit your mistakes, I think that actually builds character.
Well, I don't want to spend all week doing that.
No.
According to Robin, I don't want to spend all week doing that.
No, we
get it up just wonderfully. So, anyway, so she's not here. Robin's not here. She's been sick all week. She's had a terrible head cold and coughing and sore throat and all that. And I've been avoiding her. Well, I'm not really avoiding her, but I just, you know, we didn't need any transmission of germs prior to today because, you know, I'll be behind the microphone not only 2 hours here, but 5 hours there. So.
Yeah.
You know, so we want to make sure that the throat and the feelings, you know, I'm strong like a bull, ready to go, you know?
That's right. 9 hours talking?
Well, it'll be seven.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
You're gonna talk because prior to the event, you're going to be getting things lined up.
Oh, yeah, no question.
So, 8 or 9 hours straight talking.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. But that's okay. That's okay. I'm up for the challenge today. Tomorrow? Who knows? I know. Not the first year of the event, second year of the event, second time we did this in 2016. I went home. I went in the house. I got in bed and I didn't get out till Tuesday. That was a Sunday and Monday in bed. I mean, it was a tough day, tough week, tough, you know, after that, but I guess what happens is the anticipation and everything, you know, keeps you rolling and keeps you going and that type of thing. I tell you, we're going to fund it. I'm not stressed about this at all. I've been stressed all week, but I'm not stressed about this event at all because whoever shows up. People are going to win stuff. Everybody's going to be happy. We have enough bucket raffles, bonus raffles, top tier raffles, stretch raffle, adult beverage raffle. We have a Big Green Egg Mini Max. That's another one of folks I want to thank is Frank Goldbach at Mike's Big Green Egg in Southern Maryland. for the Mini Max and Yeti cooler. So we've got silent auction. We've got previously mentioned cornhole. I always want to call it toss across, and I know that's wrong. You know,
well, I think at one point in time, that's probably what it was called.
Yeah, probably. Now it's cornhole, which is whatever.
It's morphed into cornhole.
Warped into that, yes. Well, anyway, we have that, and then we have, listen to this, we've got what they call a last man standing. I was introduced to this years ago. And what they do, or what you do, or what we're going to do, is you basically have a silent auction. But you don't win the prize. You win a chance at the prize. The prize this year is a ballpark $1,500 Remington VersaMax waterfowl shotgun. All right. So the way it works is you fill out a bid form, and you're bidding against other people coming up and bidding for a number. And so when you put the number in the bucket and you start drawing numbers, and if I pull your number, you're out, but you can buy back in. You can buy back in twice. So once we pull everybody's number and you've bought back in, and everybody's bought back in as often as they can, there's going to be one number left in the bottom of the bucket. And that's the person that's going to win the gun. So what we did was, you know, they get a little dry because they're hard to explain. You know, you're not buying them anything. You're not taking a chance. You're buying a number. You're buying a chance on the gun. So it made it a little more fun. We now have the 1967 version of the Dirty Dozen. We have 12 bidder sheets on the gun. You're going to bid it till we call it. Gonna gather the sheets. Everybody's going to pay their money. Everybody's going to get a number with a name corresponding to one of the prisoners, one of the Dirty Dozen, which you might win Donald Sutherland. You might win Charles Bronson. You might win John Cassavetes. You might win Trini Lopez, you know, Jim Brown. I think Jim Brown was number three, if I remember right, Jefferson. Okay, so now you're playing as that character to win the firearm. Just a little spin on it. Yeah, just something a little fun. So you might be Telly Savalas. Remember what his name was?
No, sir, I do not.
Maggot. So it's all going to be fun. All going to be fun. So, all right, let's see. Hey, Chuck, good morning. See you later today, too. So, yep, Chuck will be there. Fran will be there. We're going to have a good time. Yeah, really good time. We want to thank our sponsors, too. Our presenting sponsor, our diamond sponsor, is Quality Built Homes from Southern Maryland. The owner, Dale Gertz, her partner, two brothers own it, is a director. And Dale has always come through. He's the one that offers the matching challenge from time to time, if you remember that. So, you know, Dale's going to be there. He's bringing a crowd. Jan Hall is a platinum sponsor from Hall Company Accountants. Donald, her husband, passed away a couple of years ago. He was the sponsor of our event, and he's my, like I said, that's my accountant for 30 years. And Jan is a hunter in her own realm. She's a African safari hunter. She goes three or four times a year to Africa, and has taken the big five. I mean, she's unafraid: lion, Cape buffalo, elephant. She goes elk hunting. She, you know, she pronghorn. She does the big North American game as well, but she loves Africa. Killed a 14-foot crocodile a couple of years back. Her taxidermist is Don Travis, Kent County. Don tells about her crocodile, 14-foot crocodile, while he mounted it. Jan says, I've just a place for it. I've built a shelf for it in the room. Don looked at the doorway. He looked at the alligator. He looked at the shelf. And he said, ain't going in there. She said, yeah, it is. So he and a helper turned the crocodile mount sideways, gingerly got it through the door, flipped it up on the shelf with an inch on each end to spare. I don't think the crocodile's coming out of there anytime soon. But it was, you know, these are types of folks that support the coalition, you know. And we don't respect their station in life. We just want them to come and have a good time and win stuff. So that's where we are. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And yes, it's been a busy week. Let me tell you about a couple of our sponsors here real quick and we'll keep moving. We have, first Capital Outdoor Sportsman event. It's coming up Saturday, April 21st, Sunday, April 22nd. This is a family friendly event with everything for outdoor sportsmen and women. It's got a great kids area, interactive kids area. It's got a camping demonstrations and a camping world brought to you by the two sponsors of the event, Leo's Vacation Center and the Maryland Association of Campgrounds. And then there's a demonstration area for the ATVs, and there'll be an archery area as well. Saturday night, there'll be an antique tractor pull. Oh, there's a small admission fee to get into that, which is pretty cool. During the day, from 10 to 6 on Saturday, it's 10 to 6 on Sunday, it's $10. For adults, kids under 12 are free with a paying adult. The entertainment will include the Doc Dogs, a lumberjack show, and canine demonstrations. And we think you ought to get there, that's for sure. It's at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds in Crownsville, Maryland. If you want more information, you can certainly call. I know they could probably use a vendor or two, 410-923-3400, 410-923-3400, or visit the website aacountyfair.org, aacountyfair.org. It's called the Capital Outdoor Sportsman Event. Coming up April 21, 22. So, Bay Country Crabbing Supplies also have an event next month. They're in Edgewater. Was there the other day. Everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and even bay fishing tackle. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Easy to get to. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts. And Bay Country Crabbing Supply was generous to the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Dan is a hunter. We have a 1,200-foot rigged trot line. Snood trot line. I mean, we don't have the anchor and the buoys and that around the chain, but we do have the entire 1,200-foot trot line that Dan donated, which was pretty cool. Rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, rope, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. See Bay Country Crabbing Supply, especially mark your calendars for April 14th, and that's the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, you can call them 410-956-0300. Waterman, just show them your license and you get a discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com.
We'll Alan right. Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now I really love you.
All right. Well, one of our buddies, friends, longtime listeners, sent me a story the other day. Let me see if I can find it. Our buddy John B. So many things on here. Good grief. Where it is. Right. Here's the story. Okay. So we got this guy who owns a restaurant in Canada. I think it's Toronto. I'm loading it up now. That dinging in the background is my wife. maybe it'll load up, maybe it won't. Anyway, the gist of the story is, here it is. In the restaurant, which has now become the most popular restaurant in Toronto. Yeah. Here's a picture. It's got animal activists holding up a big sign in front of his restaurant that says murder. Murder. And another lady holding up another sign. Animal rights activists, over the weekend, last weekend, were in for a surprise when they were treated to a live demonstration how to properly butcher the hindquarters of a deer. Chef Michael Hunter is co-owner of Antler, a restaurant that serves local seasonal and wild foods that are native to Canada, such as bison, boar, rabbit, duck, and deer. When vegan protesters, I'm surprised they have enough strength, returned to his restaurant for the fourth time in recent days with signs bearing messages like, killing and eating animals is horrifying and murder, Hunter decided to conduct a little protest of his own. So he grabbed a hindquarter of a deer, slapped it in his front window in front of the protesters, and proceeded to show them how to properly separate the cuts of meat on a hindquarter of deer. Now, hindquarter, that's where steaks come from. There's a number of good cuts, roasts, and so forth that come from the hindquarters. So they were not happy. They said he's brought the leg of a recently murdered deer. The activist Len Goldberg whined plaintively as fellow protesters held a sign under the meat cutting display that read murder. He noted that Hunter was butchering the animal on a table meant for diners. So here's Len Goldberg.
To taunt the activist, he's brought a leg of a recently murdered deer. And he put it on a table right in front of the window. People eat there.
That was my impression of Len Goldberg. Just saying. Eating animals is murder. I'm going to have to try. Now that I've got a name for that character, Len Goldberg, the animal activist, we might have to use it more often. So anyway, somebody called the cops. Cops showed up. They went in, laughed with the guy, shook hands. He took the deer, you know, thing out of the window and returned later with a nice plate full of venison that he was eating in the front window. Yeah. But these people were successful. Okay? They were. They wanted him to post a sign and then they would go away. Okay? So, the sign is what, let's see. I hate the internet. There it is. Yeah, come on. Loading up. I didn't print this story out. That was my mistake, but I've been a little busy. So, anyway, they wanted him to put a sign on the door that said, you know, in the restaurant that says, you know, killing animals to eat is murder and all this stuff. And he's not going to do that. But they did do that for a butcher shop there nearby in Toronto. And the guy put the sign up. I told him, get out. You don't eat my products anyway. Why do I want to deal with you? You know? So, oh well. So, my question is, what compels people, vegans, just because they don't want to participate, to protest those of us who do want to participate? They're outraged. Makes them angry. Is it to get their face on the news? Is it to try to advance their, you know, no matter what they do, this guy's not going to turn vegan and he's not going to serve vegan meals. He's got a restaurant named Antler, for God's sake. Okay. His name is Hunter. He serves food that people like to eat. And he serves some exotic stuff that people don't get a chance to eat. Rabbit and boar and bison and things like that. People want to go there. Well, apparently this protest got so much attention that the Antler restaurant is now overwhelmed with business. So, thanks, animal activists. We appreciate that. You remember what they called a few years ago? They had, in Higgins, Pennsylvania, they had a live pigeon shoot. Okay. Guys would get together and they put pigeons in a trap on the ground and step on the trap, launch the pigeon. The pigeon goes into the air and you shoot the pigeon. Not necessarily a big fan of that, even as a hunter. You know, that doesn't turn me on. Okay. But some people did that. It was a tradition that dates from way back, you know, and they were just carrying on the tradition. Well, the town of Higgins said, you know, this thing's passe. It's time to wrap it up. And then the animal activists got a hold of it. And they swarmed into town protesting. And they frequented the restaurants and they filled up the hotels. And people at Higgins said, I think we have a pretty good thing here. Let's keep going with this. Oh, they were bringing concrete tubes in and handcuffing themselves inside the tubes. You know, they'd link hands and put handcuffs on and they'd form a circle with the inside these tubes, and the police couldn't get to the handcuffs to get them out of there. They couldn't roll them out of the way because there's five activists there in a little star with concrete. Concrete tubes over their arms. You know. And the people at Higgins went, hey, you know, that's a pretty good event. our hotels are full. Our restaurants are doing great. You know, it's good for the economy. So they maintained it like another 10 years, you know. you gotta love it. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to weigh in, we'd love to hear from you. Just kind of rambling here this morning. I'm sorry about that, but it is what it is. So nothing giant happening on the scene. I mean, there's plenty of fish out there. Emergency regulations were put out this week to change the size limit from 20 to 19 inches. And we heard about that. We heard about that early on when we were interviewing some folks here on the air with the striped bass program in Maryland, that circle hooks are going to be required for any live bait fishing for anything you do in the bay, non-offset circle hooks. And that was one of the conditions to get the size limit reduced from 20 to 19 inches. And people say, what's the difference of an inch? It's a big deal when you're in a school of fish that are all, you know, 19 and a quarter inches and the size limit's 20. Okay. Now what's going to happen, then people are going to be upset because there's a bunch of 18 and three quarters inch fish out there and they can't keep them. But hey, we got Bruce in Baltimore. Let's see what he has to say. Morning, Bruce. How you doing? Hello.
Hello.
Bruce, you're up.
Yes, sir. They came to me real quick. So the nonsense from all the vegans, you know, it just gets to be absolutely ridiculous. They're so sanctimonious. Fine. If they want to be vegans, knock themselves out. If they want to eat tofu or order salads or vegetables or do whatever they want to do, that's fine. You know, I love vegetables and salads. I like deer meat. I haven't had it in quite a while. But there was a local person, NPR, probably about a year ago, that made this ridiculous statement. I'm not going to give their name, that said that anybody, they had these vegans on there, anybody that eats meat hates animals. It just, you know.
I get it.
Give me a break. You know, they're so sanctimonious. So, obviously, you're a hunter, and you love dogs, you love animals, even though you're a hunter. And I love animals.
Right.
You know.
Did you hear about this animal activist vegan in France?
I can imagine it's probably another ridiculous story.
Well, yeah, it is actually. A vegan activist in France posted a message on Facebook saying that the killing of a butcher by an Islamist militant was justice.
Yeah.
A butcher was killed by a terrorist. And a vegan said it was justice.
I shouldn't laugh at it. It's not funny.
She has zero compassion for the victim of a supermarket attack in Trebé. She was given 7 months in jail but was suspended. The butcher was Christian Medvez, one of the people killed by a gunman. On 23rd of March, the animal rights activist was prosecuted under France's tough anti-terror laws by a judge at a court in Saint-Gaudens, not far from Toulouse in the southwest of the country.
Oh, well.
Hey.
So, I'm assuming, I'm sorry, I don't want to.
No, that's all right, go ahead.
So, I'm assuming, so part of it, I believe, some of the people that practice Islam don't like pork, so it has something to do with that.
Well, no, they were carrying out a terror attack in a supermarket. The guy wasn't the only one killed. He just happened to be there. And this woman's celebrating the fact that, it, you know, because he's a butcher, that was justice. And she has zero compassion for this guy. Does it shock you that a murderer gets killed by a terrorist? Not me. I have zero compassion for him. There's justice in it, she said.
So there's hypocrisy. So, you know, they're concerned about butchering, but they butchered a person. And it's not exactly butchering.
Well, I know what you mean. All right. Yeah, but see, human life is not the same as animal life. Animals are sacred. Humans can be sacrificed because of their, you know, because of their practices and their beliefs. So, you know, if I'm eating a cheeseburger and somebody attacks a restaurant and I get killed, I guess, you know, hey, justice was served because you're in there eating a burger, you know. What do you think? I mean, people were outraged by nothing, you know.
You know, like I said.
I don't attack them. I don't attack them for ripping plants out by the roots and, you know, cutting them into chunks. And, you know, I mean, the plant has to feel some kind of pain. It's a growing, living thing, don't you think?
Well, I agree.
And you know?
Obviously, you're a Christian, so to a certain extent, we're the human beings at the top of the food chain. And
what time does what?
Also,
yep, you're right. What sound does an asparagus make when you chop the tip off of it?
Yeah, well, anyway.
I mean, is it dead when you put it in the pot to steam it? Or is it still alive, like crabs? Now, you talk about cruelty, buddy. There you go. If they don't go in the pot live, they shock them or they freeze them. I mean, they cool them down so their metabolism is nothing, and then they throw them in a pot of steaming water. Who could eat something like that? Any crab eaters out there? Do you feel any sense of guilt at all? Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate the call.
All right, buddy.
See you, man. Thanks. I mean, seriously, crabs. You know, all they're doing is crawling along on the floor of the bay. You know, they're just trying to get along, go along, eating, you know, whatever they can catch to sustain themselves and grow. And, you know, somebody comes along and throws them a piece of non-vegetarian bait on a trot line. Or put something delicious, you know, like razor clams or chicken or, you know, something in a what they think is a safe environment. I mean, you know, they crawl in there and they look around and go, hey, man, that's pretty cool. Nobody can get to me. But then they can't get out, you know, and all of a sudden they're hauled up out of the water and they're dumped in a bushel basket on the deck of a boat, and then they're taken on a trip to somewhere where they smash down into a bushel basket and they're tossed up onto a dock, and you know, all of a sudden somebody comes along and picks the basket up and the crabs are in there, you know, and they dump them into this stainless steel container, and there's 1,000 other crabs in there, and they go, hey guys, how's everybody, where are we going? And their cart gets rolled into this big old steamer.
Don't forget the Old Bay.
Whatever. And you people can eat that stuff? They pick those crabs. They pack that meat into those little things. What's the crab thinking when him and, you know, body parts of a dozen or so of his other buddies are packed in there together, you know, in this little plastic cup? What are they thinking at that point? They're not thinking a damn thing. They're dead. And I don't think they have much of a consciousness. Do you, Chris? I mean, really, how big is the brain of a crab? We ought to Google that, see how big a crab's brain is.
Probably the size of a pin.
Pin head, yes. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, I know Robin loves crabs, but I don't think she's ever thought of the humanity of it all. I've lost it, I think. I think I'm over the edge.
Lack of sleep.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, you know what? Hartford Security in Reisterstown tells us that when we talk about security, you know, you're not talking about the hardware and all that stuff. You're talking about peace of mind, protecting our home, our valuables from the bad guys that want our stuff, our guns, our electronics, our jewelry, our valuables. When you're not home, you and your stuff needs protection. So that's what Hartford Security is all about. They provide full-featured wired and wireless alarm systems, video surveillance systems that you can view on your phone, door access controls, and much more. Now, Hartford Security serves both residential, your home, you know, and your apartment and things like that, and commercial businesses. And here's the real deal. Listen carefully. They offer low-cost, optional monitoring with no contract. No contract monitoring that's optional and doesn't cost an arm and a leg. Hartford Security offers free estimates. For your peace of mind, just call 410-515-0761 or visit hartfordsecurity.com. That's, write this number down, 410-515-0761. for any type of home or commercial security. You get a 15% discount just by talking about it, that you heard it on the Outdoorsman radio show, that you heard it from me. That's Hartford Security, 410-515-0761, serving Maryland for over 25 years. Clyde Sports Shop had a great sale, but it's over now. But they still carry everything you need for fishing and for crabbing. Crabbing season starts, you know, tomorrow. Fishing season's never goes out of business, but the perch are running. Clyde says everything you need for perch, everything you need for rockfish, everything you need for bass, everything you need for any catfish, any type of fish you want. They've got live bait, frozen bait, all the terminal tackle, hooks, bobbers, sinkers, whatever. You know, they've got everything. Rods and reels, rod and reel repair, licenses, you name it, they've got it. It's all about fishing this time of year at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9.
WCBM, Baltimore.
After a dry start to the weekend, later on Easter, from Sunday night to the start of Monday morning, a mix of rain and snow will be possible as an area of low pressure moves along the front. But clear this morning, a sunny afternoon. A high today near 58. Clouds will increase overnight with a low of 45. And a cloudy and warmer Easter with a high of 61. Then that mix of rain and snow develops later Sunday night with a low in the mid-30s. That mix will taper off early Monday. Clouds will linger over the afternoon hours. It'll be colder with a high in the upper 40s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number 1 and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress.
A mom.
We're all part of your community. Every day we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good, others not so much.
But that's life. It's when you experience a moment of uncertainty, something or someone's behavior that doesn't seem quite right.
These are the moments to take a pause.
Because if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not.
It's not about paranoia.
Or being afraid.
It's about standing up and protecting our communities.
One detail at a time.
Because a lot of little details can become a pattern.
We.
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 We trust our instincts.
Just like you should.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
September, all is coming. I got a feeling and I can't control it. Rumor has it at the hardware store, 6 inches wider than the year before. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks.
All right. Thanks for holding on. We got Tom in Baltimore and Craig in Bowie. Let's talk to Tom in Baltimore. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Hey, Al. What's up, brother?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. I got an answer for your question. How big is the brain of a crab?
No, I love to hear that. How big is the brain of a crab?
It is slightly bigger than the brain of a vegan.
Good one.
I thought you'd like that.
I love it, Tom. Thank you very much.
Take care, man.
You too. See you, buddy. Craig and Bowie, still with us?
Yes.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Are you a vegan?
No.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, I'm an eat meter. Meat eater.
I got it. Good.
So here's the problem with vegans, right?
Okay.
So ever since the motion picture, the proliferation of personification of animals has occurred. So, like Walt Disney, all their movies are, you know, the animals have souls and hearts and they think and they talk.
Right.
So how could you kill something like that? Oh, no.
Right, I know. You're right.
I do, because they taste great.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the whole thing. You know, I mean, you and I both probably grew up in the cartoon age. Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, and, you know, they all talk, and, you know, they all interact with humans just like one-on-one. You know, I mean, Goofy's a dog, and Pluto's a dog from the same, you know, from Disney, but Goofy talks and Pluto doesn't. What's that all about? I don't get that.
I don't know.
We grew up with this idea that animals can communicate. And then, of course, there was right. Dr. Doolittle and all this other stuff. But, yeah, I know.
I grew up on a farm. And, you know, when you grow up on a farm, you know what animals are.
And, exactly.
You know, in the Bible, it says that we are supposed to husband the earth, and we are supposed to be to hold dominion over the animals.
That's true.
And you know, if we don't harvest animals, look what happens. Look at chronic wasting disease, stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
Look, you know, if we do not take care of this earth, the vegans, oh, we need to take care of the earth. Well, look over in California where they don't. Where they don't trim trees and all the forest fires.
Exactly.
Look at Silver Spring, Maryland, where you can't shoot a deer. Look at all the deer that are dead on the side of the beltway. You know? Isn't that crazy?
The solution is, like at the National Institute of Health, this is very kind. They will shoot a deer with a tranquilizer dart. And then they will remove its ovaries, and then they'll, you know, let it come, stitch it up, and let it come to, and let it go about its life. I'm sure it's enjoying itself very much so.
Oh,
after,
absolutely.
After the humans got a hold of it and are taking care of it for its own well-being.
And you know what's funny? That I was watching that Dr. Pohl show,
yeah.
And one of the nurses or one of the doctors there was going to do a spay or neuter to her dog.
Right.
And they said, this is an extremely dangerous operation. So I would imagine that would be the same for the deer, correct?
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it
human
is.
Human intervention. What a great thing.
Isn't it great? Hey, man, Craig, I like you, buddy. You need to call in here more often. You make a lot of sense, and I appreciate it.
Well, thanks very much. You have an excellent show, and thank God for CBM.
There you go, buddy. Thanks, Craig.
Have a good one.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. See? I thought we were going to get some vegans calling, but you know what? they have to sleep a couple of extra hours because their diet doesn't have enough protein in it for them to get up and function early in the morning.
Hey, everybody, it's Len. We're going to have a protest today out in front of a restaurant. How about joining us at 7 a.m.?
Hey, Len, make it 11, will you? I need to sleep in. You know, that tofu and asparagus last night, didn't sit quite well. You know, it's just got a little, you know. Soybean, by the way, is not the best. Soybean meal and stuff made out of soybeans, it's not the best for the male system. Just saying. Read about male fertility and soybeans. Just Google that and let me know what you think. So, diet heavy in tofu? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of hummus. And, you know, well, that's chickpeas. That's something different. Yeah. Okay. If the only thing left on earth was a cow, I bet these people would stand in line to eat it. Hey, remember the Donna party? Donner party? I don't know how many bacons were in the Donner party, but I think they probably went first. And they would be appalled at how they were treated. Oh, my gosh. I don't know where this show went this morning. Far afield, I think. But we did mention a deer. I do remember that. And we mentioned crabs, and we found out how big the crab's brain was. Slightly higher than that of a vegan. Slightly larger than that of a vegan. Oh, my gosh. Well, folks, the coffee's kicked in a little bit. We'll try to be more topical next hour. Hope you stay with us. If you can't, my name's Alan Ellis. You've been listening to What Was Left of the Outdoors and Radio Show with Chris Klaproth, our producer. And we have another whole hour to endure. Coming up next. Now get out, stay safe.